tell me about some traditions that have been passed down throughout our family. When and how did they get started? Tell me about your parents.
What would you like to know?
Just like describe them.
My mother was a stay-at-home mom. She was always home and always available. My father worked really hard. He would leave the house before we got up in the morning and get home very, very late at night to provide so my mother could stay home with us.
Tell me about your grandparents.
Mother's mother and father were my favorite. My grandfather died in 1963, but my grandmother and I were very, very close. She was my strength. She was the person who I would run away from home and go to her house. And she was just always there for me. And when she got older and she needed help, I was always there for her.
Share a story of how you and Papa met.
We became really good friends in acupuncture school. We would have lunch every single day that we were in clinic. And our relationship started to get serious when a friend of mine's son was being bar mitzvahed, and she told me not to come unless I invited somebody as a date. And I invited him, and the rest is history.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother.
I always wanted to have children, so when I found out I was pregnant, I was thrilled. I was just so happy. I love kids.
Do you remember any songs you sang to Mom when she was a baby?
Anything that was on the radio, I would sing.
What was my mom like growing up?
She was the oldest of three kids. I had three kids in 3.5 years. She was my right arm. She really helped me. As she got older, she helped me because I was a single mother and I had to work. And she would help me with the kids. She was always there.
What job do you currently hold and what jobs have you held in the past?
For the first 12 years that I worked in the dental field as an office manager in a dental office. And after he retired, I decided I didn't want to work for anybody else. So I became a massage therapist. And after being a massage therapist for a few years, I decided that I needed to add something else. So I went back to school to become an acupuncturist. And then I decided I needed more, and I have a PhD in Oriental Medicine, and I take workshops all the time because I'm continuously working and learning new things because everybody is different, so it's different strokes for different folks, and I couldn't imagine doing anything that I love more.
Thinking of jobs you've held, is this one your favorite?
Absolutely.
When you were younger, what did you imagine you would be?
Something working with children or working with people.
If you could choose any career, which one would you pick?
The one I have now.
When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
I think as a kid, we were very into tradition, not so much religious, but tradition. And then as I got older, I didn't want any part of religion. It was just not for me. Why did everybody have to be different, you know? And then I went to Israel the first time, and I changed. And it made me really proud to be Jewish. And I value that right now.
What's your favorite holiday, and what does it mean to you?
I think Passover is really my favorite holiday, and besides from being tradition, it's just a time where everybody really got together.
What important lessons has your religion taught you?
I'm not sure.
What was a profound religious experience?
Getting off the plane in Israel in 1972. And it was before the renovations in the airport in Tel Aviv. And when you get off the plane, there's a big Jewish store on a flag. And it just did something. It hit my heart.
What issues do you consider when choosing a candidate, like voting?
What they have to offer, even though knowing that they can't do what they want to do, because it's not just up to them, it's up to Congress and the Senate and things to that nature. And I'm really in favor of the more real candidate, somebody who has dreams for our country and hopefully can make it happen. And somebody who is not self-centered and isn't always about themselves and their money. As the Clintons and
Trump
and everybody else, right. So there isn't anybody who, because the really good people don't want to be ripped apart by the media.
What elections stand out in your mind and why? I say like George Bush, like that.
None really.
What does civic participation mean to you?
It means that if you don't vote and you have the right to vote, then you have absolutely zero to say about the outcome of the election.
Yeah, makes sense. Over the years, have you changed your opinion about any major political issues?
Yes.
Which ones and why? Like abortion?
I think it's always a woman's right to choose. I mean, other people can't make that choice. I don't like later pregnancy abortions. I think that they're awful. That's really murder. When it's like in the 8th month or 9th month or whatever. But I think that it's a family's choice to decide what they want to do, whether or not they choose to have a baby or not.
What about like school and religion? Because like you sent mom to Hafter, and like you think that should be taught in school?
I think it's a choice. If a family feels that that's what they want, then they should seek out a school that's appropriate for them. But if they feel that they don't want it, then a public school would be the right choice for them. And there shouldn't be religion in a public school. Or if there is religion, because I see it now, so they have like lots of Christmas trees, lots of whatever, but they really don't have a menorah, and they really don't take off for the Jewish holidays, especially up here. So like on Yom Kippur and things like that, where in the city, they close the school. Up here they don't do that, and they really don't. They say, oh no, we won't give tests on those days, but that's baloney too, because they do that too. So there's no respect for other religions. And why it always has to be Christmas and what's appropriate for non-Jews. It should be everybody or none.
Yeah, you're right. And this has been great.